get to conversation personified here. Friday on the Good Day program, March 21st, first full day of spring. Couldn't tell it by the weather forecast. At least, well, it depends on where you are in the country. Where I am, it's going to be a little cloudy today in the 70s. Kenny, down the street from me, what's the forecast for San Diego today?
About the same, in the 70s. We have a chance of a cloud today.
A cloud. Roberta Fasanelli is in New York City. What's forecast for the weekend in New York?
Well, let's see. It's going to be 53 today. Should be in the low 60s tomorrow, but then it gets really cold again, goes down to 25 degrees on Sunday night.
That's not really cold. Cold is zero. 25 degrees is
anything,
cold.
Anything below one's age is cold.
Really? All right. I'll remember that. That's actually a good bellwether of where you all are. Anything that's below your age, you see, that's why I stay here in California as much as I do, because there haven't been many days
so,
temperature's
so
been lower than my age.
To like Mars or something.
Yeah. All right. While we have Roberta's attention, how about we get a preview of the Queen of Cheap report coming up later on in this half hour, Roberta?
Okay, we tell you how to get a free Disney DVD. We have a really great deal on Amazon Local, which is kind of like a Groupon, and free stuff at Bath and Body Works, Redbox, and Starbucks.
Really?
As well.
All right, I spent the day yesterday as the guests of Disney. Went to Disneyland down in Anaheim.
You went to Disney?
I did. And
who
you know
are
what?
You? What did you do with Doug?
Well, no, you know what? I actually have decided that in the interest, I've sort of taken a different route with this, and I'm not sure where the twist and turn in the road came. Maybe it came because there was a reach out to me. There are a lot of things going on at Disney that are aimed at the people who listen to this radio program, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, for a while, you've heard me back and forth talk about some of the things going on at Disney that may or may not have been seemed to be in concert with what they really stood for. So I decided to take advantage of the invitation, go down and nose around, look around. And, yeah, I was given not necessarily a tour. I just had a conversation with people about what is going on there and why it is that people will be excited about the 60th anniversary of Disney. Do you realize that the Disneyland Park in Anaheim was built 60 years ago?
Wow. I mean, the first one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you drive, I haven't been there for years. Years and years and years. I brought Megan and Brendan there. I think Brendan was 6 and Megan may have been 9. So that'd be 30 years ago. I have not been there for 30 years. Drive by a lot, but the way that it feels, I honestly felt different walking around there yesterday, and it was a good feeling. You know, you can say what you want. The guy and I were very frank. It's a business. They're there to make money. They have stockholders. They have a big corporate entity. It's a big business. But yet, you can't help.
But they do a great job
there.
While they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but feel good when you're wandering around there. So as a result of that, I think we're going to do some work with them. And
isn't that the best way? I mean, you want your customers to be happy. You want them to come back.
Exactly.
You want them to feel satisfied when they leave.
Right.
I mean, they have the ultimate business model.
They sure do. And they're happy to take $100 a day from you, too, to enjoy. And you know what? People are happy to pay it. There are lines. When I'm walking around there, the lines are everywhere. And it's a Thursday. Lines all over the place.
And $100 is the tip of the iceberg there.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Think of all the money you can spend on your kids. And think of the thing that will give them a lifetime memory.
Yeah. My children remember going, you know what Megan remembers more than Brendan? The next door to Disney World is Knott's Berry Farm.
Right.
And I mean Disneyland. And we went there. And Megan has never forgotten how much boysenberry she had while she was there. Whenever she thinks about Knott's Berry, it's always boysenberry. So I was thinking, actually, I thought it would be fun to actually bring Megan and Brendan to the park for a day. Just for fun, as an adult, wander around there. Meredith and I were going to go to Disney World in Florida for a day when we were there a week or so ago until she damaged her ankle, and that sort of put the kibosh on that. And that's what got me actually to think, because she said she'd never been there, or if she had, it was a long time ago, and so we decided we'd go spend the day, and I still like to do that. But that's what got me thinking about Disney and what's going on there. And as you said, Roberta, why so many people are so happy. It's a great place to go to get your mind off of all this other crazy stuff that's going on in the world. For example, the continuing focus as planes scour the ocean for possible objects. Now it's down to maybe there was something. We can't find it, so did it really exist? You remember yesterday many people saw that picture from the satellite imagery of that 79, 80-foot-long piece of something or other that was in the ocean? They can't find it. Now, is that like finding a needle in a haystack? Of course it is. You realize the technology that's necessary. There are planes from any number of countries. China's joined in on it now. However, those of us who don't particularly like what the Russians are all about at the moment and the way they are, regardless of Putin and what he says. There are a lot of people, actually this is kind of an aside, but it really isn't. I'm taking exception to those people who are happy that some people in the world view Vladimir Putin to be more potent as a potentate than Mr. Obama.
Can you say that 10 times fast?
Potent as a potentate. Potent as a potentate. Potent as a potentate.
You say Putin, potent as a potentate.
Putin is potent as a potentate. So is this good for America? Not really. I don't see. You know, even if you don't like Obama, I think that when you let's put the two countries aside. And, Kenny, we were analyzing this. Let's maybe take 60 seconds before we pause and look at the Russians and what they do to help the rest of the world. Nada. Zero. Zippo. They take advantage because they're bullies. I mean, think about some of the Russians that you know. Yeah, some of my favorite people are Russians. No, I don't like Russians in general. They're pretty coarse is probably the word for it. How's that for a word, Roberta? You like that? Russians?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Russians that I know are pretty coarse. And so, okay, they're not involved in the search for the plane. They don't basically do anything to help anybody else but themselves. So weigh that against what America does. And no matter whether you're critical of the government, we are there to help. Look at all, and we all say the same things. When we get into trouble, who's here to help us? And that's a relevant and worthwhile discussion to have when those circumstances exist, like Katrina and other things where we've had massive disasters. But we always, always, always are on the scene to help when other countries and people need it. That's the basic difference. You can say all you want, and anybody can say, oh, Putin's a tough guy and Obama's a weakling. That's not really what the course of things is all about. It may be that that's true in some people's minds, but the reality is that this is a nice country for the most part. We've invaded places like Iraq and Afghanistan and, the Korea. I mean, we've done some things that are not good. But generally speaking, when you look at the chalkboard and see the comparisons of what we do here, generally speaking, in the name of helping, and what other countries do, it doesn't even come close. No other country comes even close to what we do to help people. So those of you who want to gloat at Putin maybe jerking us around a little bit because of what's going on in the Ukraine, think about something else other than that in the context of what we are all about and how proud we ought to be about the help that we lend to those who can't help themselves or who can't do some of this. And that a good example of that is certainly what's going on in the search for this missing plane. So hold a good thought for that or keep that in your mind. If you start the day in a grumpy way, maybe you think about all the things we grumble about, how much we pay in taxes and how much money is wasted. And yep, we do that. And it's all legitimate. That's internal stuff. But when it comes to helping others and being here, there and everywhere to do that, the rest of the world not only thinks we're going to do it, they depend on us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the context in putting the two things together, the Russians versus the Americans. 16 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli with her complete overview of how you can save a lot of money coming up. The Queen of Cheap Report next here on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Amberen Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Amberen Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-250-5335. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Amberen right now, 1-800-250-5335. That's 1-800-250-5335. 1-800-250-5335.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Fruits of the sea, fruits of her work, fruits galore in the saving department. Roberta and the queen of cheap with big deals for this weekend.
Let's start with Frozen, that hot, hot, hot Disney movie. We have a way for you to get it free. It's a little complicated. It's too much just to go over on the air. But if you go to DougStefan.com, you'll get some instructions on not only how to get Frozen absolutely free, but how to save lots of money on other things, lots of cash back deals at thousands of stores.
Trading in one of your grandchildren.
Right, exactly.
I'm serious, yeah. Okay. Keep going.
We also have Amazon Local. It's kind of like a Groupon, but it's an Amazon derived type product, and you save money on local businesses in your area. Well, right now we have $5 off any Amazon Local purchase for you. We have Bath and Body Works. You get a free fragrance mist that's a $14 value with any purchase.
What is it?
Free fragrance mist.
Oh, I thought it sounded like you were saying something. Like Frankenstein, fragrance mist.
No, free. It's a fragrance. In other words, you spray it in your house. It makes your house smell nice. It's a mist, so it's free. Free fragrance mist.
Okay.
Free with any purchase. $14 value at Bath and Body Works, but it's only today, so don't delay on that one. Redbox, you get a free game rental. We have the special code for you that you can text to Redbox, and they'll tell you what to do to get the free game rental. And Starbucks, if you live in certain states, if you buy a coffee in the morning after 12 noon, you bring your receipt back, and you get a free refresher or iced coffee. Depending on what the area is offering, it's good in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. That promotion ends on the 23rd. You'll find all these great things at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Nice job, Roberta.
Thank you, Doug.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Not a contestant on American Idol. This is one of the judges. The great J-Lo singing her new song last night on American Idol. Say it again there. American Idol called I Love You, Poppy. You'll have to translate that for us, Roberta. Crank it up, Michael. So this is like a rap song? Right, that's what I'm kind of hearing here. Something new for Jennifer Lopez? What's this about? Kenny, what do you know about this, if anything?
Not a fan.
I don't like it, do you?
No.
Roberta, you like this song?
No, not at all.
No. Where is she going with this? Why would she do something like that? It's not really pop. Is she trying to bring her audience in terms of age down? And even what the lyric line is, I love your puppy. Pappy. What was that about? I thought she appealed to the masses, in a sense. Or am I missing something here? I don't know.
We're not in the masses anymore.
No, maybe not. What, I'm not in the masses? Is that what you said?
No, I said we.
Oh, not collectively.
For me.
Apparently not. We're not in the millennial generation anyway. Okay, so as a result of the activity on American Idol this week, there are 9 people who are left because MK Nobelette got the hook. All right, so Dexter Roberts, Jessica Mews, Malaya Watson, looks like Alex Preston, Caleb Johnson, Majesty Rose, CJ Harris, Jenna Irina, and Sam Wolf are, so that means what do we have, 9 more weeks? They eliminate one person a week, right? 9 more weeks of American Idol? That makes sense in terms, yeah, that'd be right, because they want to bring it up through the May television sweeps. So that would make good sense to have 9 people left. Huh. Got it all figured out. Thank you very much. You're welcome. I just love it when I have conversations with myself. Isn't that cool? 888-302-3684. Roberta, are you paying any attention to March Madness? Come on, fess up.
No, not at all.
No. Do you have any interest in
not at all.
Basketball ever?
No, not at all.
Never. Okay.
Nope, never.
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 Never. Poll yesterday, are you betting on March Madness? See what the results of that were. 21% of you said, yes, I'm in a pool with some friends. Kenny was in a pool, but he lost his interest yesterday because NC State took the pipe, right? So that's the end of that. Those of you in Ohio that liked Ohio State, forget about that. They're out to Dayton. I can't bring myself around. There was nothing ever about Dayton, Miamisburg, any of those places in the southwestern part of Ohio that ever made, that I could ever get into. I spent 4 years in Heidelberg in Ohio, and I went to Columbus like that. I like Cincinnati because I worked there for a couple of years. Maybe that's it. Cleveland, but Dayton always seemed like no man's land to me. I just never kind of caught on to what was going on for me anyway in terms of Ohio. So maybe the rest of you want to reflect on that, help yourself. So 21% were in a pool. 20% said, I'm not in a pool yet, but I'm thinking about it. 19% said, yeah, I'm in an office pool. 18% said, yeah, I'm betting online. I thought you couldn't do that. Betting online? I thought that was illegal.
No, you can do that. You can play poker online.
You can?
Yep.
All right. 17% said, I was, but my bracket is already busted. What have I missed? 6%, I don't get involved in March Madness because I do not gamble. Thank you, Mom. Good for you. All right, so springtime is springtime for Hitler, or springtime for anybody. We have the first day of spring, full day of spring today. Our poll asks what your favorite thing about spring is. Putting in screws to winter, maybe. That wasn't one of your options here, Kenny. It starts staying light later. It's nice, yep. Weather is getting warmer. Someplace. Flowers are blooming and birds are singing. Where is that taking place? Out in Florida, I think, and maybe out here in California. Baseball season's about to start. Yeah. And I don't like spring. Oh, my God. Who wants that as an option?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do guardians lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. What would you feel like if you were held this way? I bet you wouldn't like it if you were dangled 6 feet above the ground. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. You wouldn't want to handle a baby that way. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot of our fragile furball's feelings. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands. She'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Especially you guys out there. We have strong hands, so when you play with your cat, be gentle. Just assume they're like a little baby, and you'll find out they won't be afraid of you, and they'll come sit on your lap when you're watching a football game. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUG.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Let's make it a good weekend. In fact, first weekend of spring. Doug Steffen Dudley here with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler. Richie will manage his way in here at some point this morning, but we're doing fine without him. Kind of miss Jennifer. She'll be back on Monday. So that puts us into wherever we are in terms of our head is concerned. Where is your head today? Is it thinking about spring? Thinking about the end of the week? Thinking about March Madness? Thinking about the missing plane? Australian rescue officials searching for these objects spotted on satellite, but they can't find them. There are four planes still there going back and forth because they have to go to an aircraft carrier or some landing base. This is 1,500 miles away from any land, so it's not an easy trek out there. But so far they can't find what the satellite picked up, those two objects. Are they debris from the flight or not? I say no. Let's see what happens. One of the objects about 79-80 feet long. Interesting that they can tell that from the satellite. That's what I find more interesting. It's the best lead yet, so they say. Not much. I'm thinking it's going to be a while before this gets settled. Meanwhile, we all have to listen to sort of the same thing ad nauseum over and over and over again. But yet there is this fascination because people want a conclusion to a story. They want to finish. At the end of the book or at the end of the movie where it says the end, they want to know this is the end. And there's no end to this. There's no conclusion. There's no settlement. So I can understand how it would be. Don't we all like to, in our lives, settle things? We want to get things fixed, right? Speaking of fixing things, the president announced more sanctions against the Russians yesterday. There was I heard a talk radio interview with John McCain. And in the interview, he suggests that he was very distracted and distressed that he would be put on the basic Russian hit list. Not the hit list to get bumped off, but he's not welcome in Russia, amazingly. What else did he say, Kenny, about being on the list? He compared himself, actually, to Putin in some ways, because they both, so he was, Putin was a KGB guy, and McCain in the Secret Service. But there were a couple of other things. And, you know, he's got a sense of humor when you listen to it. And all of that, all of this stuff is foolishness. It's like child's play when you get right down to it. So does it make a difference? Government officials, as well as several businessmen and a bank that provides support to the government of Russia, added to the list of those who are subject to sanctions. In addition, the president says he's going to sign an executive order after he consults with the Europeans that will give U.S. authority to impose sanctions on key sectors of the Russian economy. Anybody remind the president that we have an astronaut up in the space station, and the only way he's going to be able to get home is to hitch a ride on a Russian a Russian spaceship. What are we going to do with that guy? Or is he just going to fly home on his own? Can you imagine jumping out of that at 294 miles up? Put on
a
space
suit. I don't think it would last very long, Doug.
No, how are you going to get through the atmosphere? Mm-hmm. Right? Remember that scene in Gravity? Where she's about to burn, or looks like she's about to burn up. She somehow or other, the miraculous way that she bounces from one satellite to another, or one spaceship to another. A good movie. However,
did you like that? I thought it was awful.
I did like it. I like her as a heroine. I kind of like the story in and of itself, and the graphics were, I thought, extraordinary, frankly. Very, very good stuff. All right, next, the general. The Army general, smug son of a bee that he is, accused of carrying on an extramarital affair with a captain and actually engaging in a couple of other inappropriate relationships with subordinates, got no jail time. Women are outraged about this, as I should say, some women are, and with good reason. He was reprimanded, docked $20,000 in pay, and that's it. Highest-ranking U.S. military officer ever court-martialed on sexual assault charges. Charges were dropped when he pled guilty to adultery, which is also against the Uniform Military Code of Justice.
Is it really?
Yep. Not supposed to have relationships when you're married, according to the Military Code of Justice. So, what do we think about this? Kenny, Roberta, you... 888-302-3684. Get any comments at Facebook.com. A lot of women listen to this program. They prefer getting a conversation about the news from us because we're gentler and nicer about it, and there's not a lot of politics. So that's why women are listening to this program more than other morning programs. Kenny, what are some of the people listening to this program saying about this, if anything?
We haven't talked about it. So
all right, perhaps we might want to do that. I think we want to ask a question about that. I think it's pretty damned outrageous, frankly. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Ken at DougStefan.com. So the story today that I find most interesting, if that's the way to put it, you may or may not agree with me, the story of the end of the line for Fred Phelps.
Mm.
Remember the Reverend Mr. Phelps founded the Westboro Baptist Church in Wichita. He was the leader of this movement to go around and protest military funerals because of the support that our government has given, according to him, of the gay lifestyle. This guy was a crackpot to the nth degree, dangerous, nasty, horrible human being. He's dead. He's 84 years old. His daughter said that he passed away at midnight. What'd you say, Roberta?
That he's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
From Star Trek?
Jim. Mr. Phelps. Mr. Phelps.
Good morning,
was
Mr. Phelps.
No, Mission Impossible. What am I missing?
He said Jim
Star
is a line
Trek.
From Star Trek.
McCoy would always say, you know, when they had somebody who was shot, he said, he's dead, Jim.
Oh. Well, he's dead.
But that brings up, you know, George, am I pronouncing his name right, Takei?
George Takei, yes.
Yeah, his post yesterday was, I thought, just so gracious. He said, today Mr. Phelps may have learned that God, in fact, hates no one. Vicious and hate-filled as he was, may his soul find the kind of peace through death that was so plainly elusive during his life.
Wow, that is genteel.
Isn't that gracious?
Maybe that's the best way, yeah. Maybe it is. However, I don't want to leave it there because there's an interesting movement that's growing online to organize a protest at Phelps' funeral. All right, so let's listen to a guy on the radio named Brian Suits talk about that. Listen to this.
Protesting his funeral, because there's an online movement. It's on Facebook. It's on social media for people to find out where his funeral is. And they're not going to be able to keep it secret. Find out where his funeral is, and then attend it and make the family feel pain. And then somehow you're making a bigger point with that, which is bizarre to me. Eric in Pasadena.
Yeah, you bet. I'm with the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club, and we do body watch when our brothers come home. We actually stay with the bodies until they're buried, and we go to the funerals, and we've actually stopped those morons from protesting and causing extra, you know, pain and torture to these families who've already lost their kids. And then you've got these idiots who come in and protest in the background. But hey, I love everything you're saying, and we're behind you, and we don't like this guy, and we don't like these people, and we're all about our vets, and especially the sanctity of a funeral that these people come and disrupt it. It's terrible.
Yeah, and the deal is, the legal tactic that guys like you have discovered is that if you build arm in arm sort of a human chain far enough away, you know, when the family arrives for a funeral, the Fred Phelps crew, the Westboro Baptist Church people, they would have to physically assault you. They would have to break the law to get any closer. And so it's a good tactic.
They don't come near us.
Yeah, and I don't know if he is the spiritual heart of the church. No idea. Don't care. But, you know, I think they've gotten too much publicity and all that. But I agree that it's kind of silly to use their tactics. Because, and also, by the way, you know they've already thought of that. You know they thought of that years ago. They know that they're in for that. They're setting themselves up for that.
Oh, they want it. They love it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. That's part of their plan, is that they're aware the people would want to come and protest at his funeral.
All right. That's it. Enough of that. 8-8, but I think it's interesting. And certainly to stir the pot in something different in terms of. But the Takai posting was very interesting. Very good. Thank you, Roberta.
Because, you know, he's openly gay, of course.
Yeah, very much.
For listeners who don't know that.
Yeah,
but
right.
Very. And, you know, he's very outspoken about gay rights. And, you know, for him to post something so gracious was just extraordinary.
Yep. Good to
comments
good move
on Twitter, not quite as gracious.
Say that again.
A lot of the comments on Twitter, not quite as gracious.
Well, so give us a few of them.
Peter says, I don't think I would ever applaud someone's death, but if Fred Phelps was crossing a busy road, I would have certainly rooted for the cars.
That's a way of putting it. What else have you got?
Kathy says, why isn't anyone talking about how Fred Phelps died on the International Day of Happiness?
Ah. Forgot about that, right? Yesterday was the International Day of Happiness, yeah.
And Karen says, I won't dance on Fred Phelps' grave nor picket his funeral, but I think the world is a better place without him.
Amen to that. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, television report coming up. Ellen DeGeneres talks to the president. We'll have an outtake from that in just a few moments here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you remember the Desert Inn? Do you remember the Stardust Hotel? Do you remember the Sahara Hotel? You know, each one of these hotels began Las Vegas. And just about each one of them, and some of the older ones, are no longer there. You can't get a reservation at the Desert Inn because it is out of business. You can't get a reservation at the Stardust, which means they built something, but then we're gone. Now, what about you? What have you built that you are very famous for? What have you done that started a brand new trend? If there's a lot, terrific. But on the other hand, do you want to become the Desert Inn or the Stardust Hotel of your occupation? The answer is no. Someone will take you out. We'll be that someone. Always reinvent, always change, always build, always take a gamble and bring success to you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
All right, television information, the television report. The president yesterday appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' program, and the focus was the Affordable Health Care Act. I thought it was very nice the way she handled things, and because so many people like her, I thought we'd listen to an excerpt from that interview.
While I have you, I think it's only fair we should talk about Obamacare, and that rhymed.
Well, you know, we've got about 2 weeks left till March 31st for people to sign up. If you don't have health insurance right now, you should go on healthcare.gov. And especially all the moms out there who may have young people, 26, 27, don't have health insurance, but they think they're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen to them. You know, what we've said is you never know what life is going to throw at you. You can, at this point, get health insurance for $100 a month or less, in some cases less than your cell phone bill or your cable bill, and it gives you some financial security. It gives moms some mental security that their kids are going to have decent care. And, you know, particularly at this moment when a lot of young people, as they come out and they're getting their first or second jobs, they don't necessarily get a benefit on the job. Now's the time to take a look at it. But the website is now working. Healthcare.gov actually works the way it's supposed to, and I hope that people take advantage, because if you don't sign up before March 31st, then you won't be able to sign up again until November. And I want to make sure that everybody has this opportunity now.
It's doing very, very well. I think it's surprised. It had a rough start, but you've got 5 million people that have signed up so far, which is an enormous amount of people that have signed up. So it's successful. And why is there a deadline? Why is there not just an open-ended where, because I think it is important for everyone to have health care, and a lot of people think, oh, I'll be fine. And like you said, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, if anybody who's gotten health insurance on the job, you know, you have this thing called an open enrollment period. Basically, the insurers, they're pricing for a year, and then they need to figure out how many people have signed up, what the risk pool looks like, how many elderly people are, how many healthy people, how many young people, and that's how they set prices for the following year. So they have to close the open enrollment period at the end of March 31st. They'll start back up, so you can sign back up in 2015 in November. But if you don't have health insurance right now, now's the time to check it out. And as I said, you know, people will be pleasantly surprised. I've got a lot of folks who write me letters saying, I didn't vote for you, and I'm pretty skeptical about Obamacare, and I heard about all the problems on the website, but when I actually signed up, it turns out that I'm saving $100, $200, or I'm getting health insurance for the first time.
Right. And so that's all well and good for him to say that, and Ellen is a fan, and that's cool, because there are people who are fans of this program. I'm not talking about my program, but there are fans, you know, that. But the healthcare program, but the numbers just don't seem to add up. And I think I'm much more objective about this than many people who are to the right, but it just doesn't add up for me. I can't see that things are better. For some they are, and that's good, but not for everybody, for sure. 51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Make plans for getting away. Results of activity in the travel world this week, overviewed by Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. We will talk about how to win free flights faster. Tom's been blogging about that. How military families can get into the national parks for free. And the best airline in the country. Find out what that one is and the worst one, according to your ratings. Tom Parsons on travel here on Good Day, coming right up.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
This is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda CR-V, the most durable, longest-lasting crossover in its class, loaded with standard features like a rearview camera. Because who wouldn't want eyes in the back of their head? Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Pulk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1997 through 2012 for CR-V and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
All right, so let's check in. Tom Parson from bestfares.com. First of all, the best airline in the country, according to this, and I'm wondering whether there are more than one study every year. Southwest is best and U.S. Air is worst. And then what does that say? U.S. Air taking over American airlines. What does that say for the future of what the public thinks with regard to American? And is Southwest staying as consistent as they have been? That seems to be what I get out of looking at this report, Tom.
Yeah, well, you know, Southwest has had some growing pains, though. I mean, they are trying to make money. They do, everybody says, well, I don't see the difference between a Southwest airfare and the other guys anymore. They're all same. Well, that's been wrong for years. Everybody matches what Southwest usually does. But the difference still with Southwest is this. The other guys will slap you with a $200 change fee, a $200 cancellation fee. They do all charge for bags, except for JetBlue for the first bag. And they charge, you know, $25, $35, or it's going to be, if you have two bags, up to $120 round trip, where Southwest still gives two checked bags free, no change fee, no cancellation fee. And anytime you buy a $200 airplane ticket on most of the major airlines, like American, United, Delta, and you decide you're not going to go, or you're not, you have to make a change, I just throw that, I call that ticket a throwaway ticket, because if it's under $200, you're going to get hit with that kind of fee. Southwest will let you use 100% of that money to use for a future flight.
Mm-hmm.
And
so why are the other airlines, why do they not get it? What is there that they think they have to do to screw with their customers and keep raising these things? It was $150 last year, it's $200 now. As you said, that's the cost of a one-way and maybe a round trip, depending on where you're going to. So why the mania to do this? Why don't they see?
Well, let me tell you what. They're running some of the highest load factors in history.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the Timex watch. It just keeps on ticking. Guess what? We're going to keep on charging. And when they make seven, I think when all the numbers come out for 2013, you're going to see that they made in those little incremental fees somewhere between $7 to $8 billion, which almost is probably more than all their profits. So all those little extra things that they charge, I don't see them ever going away. They can probably get a little bit worse, and we'll just have to see. But you know, the customer, you know, when you keep having people bang down your door because I'm being so mean to you, I want to pay you more money, and they keep banging down the doors, let me buy a seat. Guess what? That's what they do.
So what is the, have blogged about making the most out of online shopping bonuses to earn free flights faster. You want to explain that in about 40 seconds?
Most of the airline sites, Southwest, American, I mean, I use it a lot. I mean, you get air miles. Every time you shop, and you just got to keep up with it. I bought an appliance, believe it or not, from Sears, but it was a Whirlpool, and I need a new refrigerator. And I cashed in something over like $1,800. And that week, Sears was giving 12 points per dollar spent. That was almost a free ticket because I bought it online, picked it up, and had it delivered to my home the next day for the exact same thing. But by booking online instead of paying the store directly, guess what I ended up with? Almost a free airplane ticket. Just playing it a little bit.
So you just got to look around and see. Maybe, Roberto, we ought to do that with the Queen of Sheep. Where can you get
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.